Hi, Nagudvar. We're up to Shimpei Ches Sif Tes. We're already moving on to the next Shlav. This is like the half point of the Simen. The remainder of the Simen should go quicker and easier. The first part of the Simen was more fundamental. Klalim Yisaydis, Shrei Yisaydis in Mammon and Mamaita. Now we're up to the second half, which talks about focus on more Mamaita, more practical applications, and focusing on actually killing the person, etc. And we're going to see, hopefully it'll be, it's actually probably a little more geschmack as well, a little easier. Okay, well, up to Sif Tes. Also, Limsa L'Yisrael, B'Yarakum. It's forbidden, you're not allowed, prohibited, to be Moisa Yid, B'Yarakum, Bein B'Gufoy, whether you want to put him in jail or get him in trouble, bodily harm, Bein B'Mamoynoy, V'Afilu Hayarosha, even if he was a Rosh and a Bala Veris, still, it's also to do. Even if he's bothering you, he's causing you trouble, still that doesn't give you a right to be made for him. Nigman Gittin had such a case that he was bothering an Amira, and he said, he's still now, it's still that you're not allowed to be made for him, but the Eitz rather was given to him, the Mari gave him back an Eitz, that he should be Mashkim Amarev Lebeit HaMedrash. And with that, a Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of his oven. That's the eighth when he has someone troubling you. The Mosh says he shouldn't do it. And we learn from here that it's also to do. It's a Daim Lashem. Right, which you mean, and he said, but it's terribly true. But he said, Hashkin Varav Beis HaMedrash. By story, that it's also to do, just the eighth is to start learning. Open up a safe and learn. Come early, go late. If you're horrible on learning, Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of you. And that's what this man says, is this Makar. Don't tell actually from a Pasuk over there. David HaMelech said, "Amat yesh madaki mechatzay b'lushon yesh malafim maksim ba'id rosh l'negdi." But to learn after rosh l'negdi mitzerani, still I will keep my mouth shut. All right, Dosh Teitz. Apilo yeh rosh v'bal haveri, says, apilo yeh meitul ha-mitzara. Oh, I'm going to see. Oh, we're going to bow. One second. The Zal says, b'yad akum. Now, even if he's a Bala Veris and he's a Rasha, so the Achrenim points out, the Achrenim points out, that's only because he was in Rasha like a Rasha Litayovin. But if he'd be a Rasha Lahachis, then Halach is that when you have minimum Umumarim, Avadif de Lahachis, Avadif Meridin, so for those type of people, Avadi allowed to kill. We're talking about a regular Rasha Bala Veris, normal kind of Rasha Bala Veris, it's still also to do. I feel like he made some like Matana. Dr. Amor. V'dafko, and this is coming from Achuvah Zahashbo, and Achuvah Zahrosh, V'dafko, what type of tzar are we talking about that he's bothering you, that he's paining you, Meitzel HaMitzaray, V'dafko B'dvarim Ba'al, Mestam Zachin, he's bothering you, calling your names, troubling you, Avol HaMosray, but if he was Meitzel you, Meitzel HaMosray, you could in turn be Meitzel him back. Why? Dare Yuchal LaHogu B'din, because you have the right to kill him, Meitzel you have a right to kill, so right now, if he was Moisei you and you're afraid that he'll continue to be Moisei you, or at least maybe his Messiah that he did is still present, and if you're Moisei him back, you count us to whatever it is, you'll Moisei him back, you'll minimize the damage of his Messiah to you, that will help you, so you're allowed to do so. If he was Moisei you, you're allowed to be Moisei him back for your protection. That's down. If he was Moisei you and it's too late, then you don't have the right to be Moisei him back. But if it's for your protection, you're allowed to be Moisei back. Oi, take out the word oi to tell you, it's supposed to be, if you have no other way to save yourself from this Moisei, then you're allowed to go out so far to be Moisei him back. But if you have the ability to save yourself in a different way, then Havi Kishnaim Shemotu Zazah, V'chom Mishayitzit Chavir, Yoyitzit Chayv L'Shalom, Amlitz V'Nezik Shalom. If this was the only way to do it, to protect yourself, you have the right to do for protection. You're allowed to even kill him. If you can kill him, you could be Moisim as well. But if you were able to achieve the same results without being Moisim, and you went ahead and was Moisim, and you caused him damage, you caused him, have saved him, have said Mamin, so you're going to owe him Otzmazik, and he owes you Otzmazik, so we'll see who owes who more. There'll be a watch, but ultimately one person is going to owe the other person. Whoever the Moisim has to pay, then as a child, just like Shnayim Shaziku says that. One guy damages one person $1,000, the other guy $1,500, so that guy has to pay the first guy $500, the extra, the difference $500. All right. Oh, now, very good point. The Ramaz Mashmoyis is that if you're going to be Maitan back, how are you going to be Maitan? Then the typical Messiah, which is going to cause him a loss of money. Pashup Shab, right? Now, we know that it's also la'aved l'mayna shalmayis ha'shenimol. Right? So it's a million-dollar kasha, what's going on? Now, if you look in the Tumim for Rosh and the Rashba that he's coming from, they do not say this. They're talking about, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to get him good. You're allowed to be made some way to eliminate him. Call the mafia on the guy. But not that you're trying to get him a hefsan moment. But the way, sorry? You can kill him yourself too. We'll see about hopefully later on. But the vow, the neramaz mashmais is that you're allowed to be meisim back in a typical messiah. It's going to cause him hefsan moment. What's going on? I also love him a mind of shamaisim. So if you look in the going in Sifkot Nunches, the going says, sorry, Nunches, the going says, if you can kill me, if you'd even be master of money, but we don't pass him like that. We all, you don't have such a kava chaim, and I'm going to be master of money, so what's going on? So to go in hotam is b'she'en master l'hanim ta'af me b'zeh, if it's not l'tzarech hatzala. Tam, you want to be master of money. That you don't have a right to do. And just like a right, if you're allowed to be master of money to save yourself, so too, here too, by a mice, you're allowed to be master of money, l'tzarech hatzala. Who makes this chilek? Who's the baal of this chilek? That's really the shach. The shach said that we had last week in Sifkot Memhei, that whole Shiloh of Rami Risberg, that he had a case going back to Siv Zion, that if you were a mukah and you know he's going to continue to keep on hitting you, so the Maram Rizberg said that the Chuz Marach Hazaru said you're allowed to be moish to him, and the Daki Moisha asked the Kash, what do you mean? I thought the Laba Mamanisha Maisa, and the Shaykh said it's like Asha, because that's Shani Hocher Lahatul Uba, Yesh Latil Moisha Yagil Shaykh, the Dekaku Master Mamma, Pshitim, Yechem Latan Himsa, Yeshi Asra Maisa Mamma, the Shari Umitzahu. So he argues with the Daki Moisha and he says, no. For the Tzarech HaTzalah, you're allowed to do it. The Maisa, the Shach said another time to the Shach said that that which it said, Mom and Maisa is also La'abba, is Dafka La'abda B'yad also. Av La'abda Nadei Garmi is Mota. So the Shach actually gave two Chalukim. One is the Tzarech HaTzalah, and the second one is that if you don't do it B'yadayim, if you do it Nadei Garmi, it's Mota, even though it's Manyom, that we pass into also La'abda B'yadayim. Good. So now the Goyim didn't have to say the second day of the Shach is yet better, since it's his L'tzarech HaTzalah, then it must even be a Dayim because of L'tzarech HaTzalah.
Yeah, but here we're trying to explain the Ramah, right?
Oh, excellent. That's the million-dollar kasha. What is going on here? The Zaki Moshe didn't like this Teret, obviously. He asked the kasha, Blayb Shre, Akkadei Kati Rumadayik, if you look in the Ramah, then the Sikam Dayim, he only said, Adam Vamuk Mekveh Yachol Leilek L'tzarech Ne'akom, he himself, because that's a kind of tequilas or whatever it is. But for other people to be a good Samaritan to save the guy, you don't have that right, because it's also la'abdoi m'mayna shomaisis. You see that he didn't hold of this eitzah, tzarech hatzalah, and he didn't, apparently didn't hold of the other eitzah, adei gami. Okay, you have to know. But he didn't have these two returns. So, and the Ramah is mashal like him, and Zaki Moshe says in Mefurish, so why is the Ramah over here all of a sudden seemingly is mashma that you're allowed to do it even though there's absent money if he holds that it's us labdo even l'tzarech hatzalah. And we were mediac, we said last week, it's not just the Zaki Moshe, it's Makam, it's the Merakha Zeru's kasha. The Merakha Zeru, you see, held that's us labdo mamonish ha'maisa even if it's l'tzarech hatzalah. I don't have a good territory, it's a problem. Even you can be mafik that the Ramadha really doesn't mean it. It's a bit shver. Although, like I said, the Makari said he's coming from don't mention any mysterious moment. So maybe he was labbed off, he wasn't medayik in his words, but maybe that's what he means. Or you're going to have to go out and say a chilek. This is a blitz chilek. And that is that ad kan, we say it's also labbed in the mamun, so it's only for a third party. If a third party is trying, even if it's a tzarech hatzalah, you're now going to do it also labbed in the mamun shomaisa. But if it's yourself, the nimsa himself who's trying to save himself, he might be different, that he would have the right to protect himself. If someone's trying to kill you, you have to precede him and kill him. Well, you're allowed to kill him. It's a hetzer for you to do. Maybe the Ramah held that halacha about the lav d'mamanishikaveh is only on the third party, but not for the nim himself. It's a big condition we're going to have to see later on in Sifchi Gimel Mi'at Hashem when we do this halacha. But kipshuta, this Ramah is a bit shver, because Ramah himself doesn't hold the this chilek. All right. Continues the... B'shat Zama you're allowed to do because you're...
like Shat Zama because you're still being mashing yourself.
If you want to say that this is like Shat Zama, and just like you have a takana tequila for a mukha, you want to say you have the tatakana, you want to stretch this takana, you have the takana tequila even for stam, a person who is nimsa.
If he's not
Okay. Well, over here we had that Takana Gilas, even if you won't be
Matzah. Right, right. But I'm just saying, but.
So you have to know. But if you want to stretch the Takana and apply over here, okay, fine. But then, even so, then it's also Mukhak that it's only a Heta for the Nimsa, because the Takana Gilas is only a Heta for the Nimsa, not for a third party.
You're just saying this.
Okay, I'm just saying. So either way, it might come out from this Ramah that this is a Heta only to him, not for other people to do. All right. He's doing it to try to save himself.
No, I'm just saying, trying to save yourself. Why are you trying to save yourself? It's the same story as not Rambam. Because the person is not going to hold himself back from saving, trying to save himself while he's getting...
You're not going to just let himself be wiped down. You're going to fight back. So you have a similar type of a swara. All right, you have to... Yeah, that's right. You have to know how right we're talking about. In economy. All right. Continues the Mechaba. Here's the powerful line of the Mechabah. V'chol ha-moisi Yisrael bi'arakum. Anyone who is moisi Yisrael bi'arakum, b'im b'gufay, b'im b'mamaynay, ein lo chelik leilam haba. Finished. Ein lo chelik leilam haba. It's all over. One single moisa, a person, you know, his deciding moment of his life, that could be it. It's all over. I saw a tshuva from the Mishnah Halachis. He was talking about a person in Isha during a divorce case. She went to court, try to whatever it is, and she had an agenda, and to do that was to get the husband in trouble from an IRS point of view, whatever it is, and she's worried about her get. So he writes a shafa line back to her that it says, "What do you care about a get for? It's not a get. You could be not a get to you anymore. You're lost. You're finished. What do you care about your get anymore? I don't know why you're worried about your get. Once you went to court, it's all over." So it's a powerful, powerful line. Menashe Klein. She asked me about it. I tried to find it for you. Even once, what are you worried about? It's all over. No, I don't think he meant that. He meant out the chayma hadava, like you're humming with me to get versus going to court. Like once you went to court, it's all over. You can just close up shop. All right, whatever. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you look inside the tshuva. Now it says, "V'chol ha'mitzvah shaviyadakum grada davedit agreshuni." It's a memchesed medayik pashit that this is going back even on the rasha. Even if the other person was a rasha, ubala veiris, and he was meitzala, you mitzara, and he's causing your problems. Maybe he's blocking your drive. I don't know. We have to get into specific cases, but he's really causing your problems, and you have a simple answer, just calling the police or whatever it is. Still, it says on that person, "Kol ha'mayis Yisrael v'yanakum ben d'gufa v'memoyne in l'chelik loyelam haba." The Rambam, this is rather the Rambam's lashon of Yehan Chayvel Amazer. Rather, the Rambam Hukas Tshuva is Moses a lashon. Right here, we only see a Moses Yisrael v'yanakum. The Rambam says a little more over in Hukas Tshuva. The time why he puts it over there, he says, "Kol ha'mayis Yisrael v'yanakum oy biyad anus." Okay, what he means is that anus, even if he's that's right. What's the problem? Why do you lose Oilam Haba for this? Okay, we'll have to discuss. We'll have to see if we have a shot. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says he's Moisev, Oy Biyad Anus. And what he means to say is Oy Biyad Anus Yisrael, like the Rambam over here in Chevel HaMazik, when he talks about he has both, either Akum or Anus Yisrael, Oy Biyad Anus Yisrael, Shehu Kagoy, that has the same din like a goy. I mean, it doesn't have to be Biyad Akum, it could be even the Mishtara, an Israeli Yiddish Mishtara, still, if they're Anasim, Ki Yedua, they're Eitzchim, it's Ein Lechelik Leila Maba. You know the Ma'aseh Briskarov. He said on a Ram and Bloy. Sorry. Anus is a person who doesn't go kafi. He's not. We'll call it civilized. He takes the law into his own hands and he does Yisim and Evin and he causes pain to other people. He steals their money. He causes them bodily harm. Well, we don't know. Shaneimo people will be enough in the castle. We'll have to go into, maybe in the next if we'll describe a little more. But can you do what the Briskarov said on Rav Ramam Loi? Kikah Shabbos was the focal point where they started to close off the streets on Shabbos. Now, it started with Ram and Bloy laid down on Shabbos on the intersection, and then he had Hasidim to follow until he stuffed up traffic so many times, it became such a balagan, they finally gave in, and they closed off that corner. And that was why it's called Kikar Shabbos, because that was the starting point. And then from there, the rest of history, Baruch Hashem, in many parts of Yerushalayim, it's closed off. And that, the Brisker Rav said on Rav Amnon Bloy that he must be a Tzioini. And one way he was looking at the opposite end. He said, must be a Tzioini. Why? Because he believed the Tzioini bus driver, the right Tzioini, he believed him that he's not going to run him over. He has a moon in that, this guy's not going to run him over. Are you crazy? This guy's a Tzioini. I thought he's a Tzioini. Even a Mishtara will be able to kill the Leilam Haba, according to Rama.
He was ready to motion that.
Good. Atuzai, very good.
No, once they arrested him, they put the keep on top. It was going 40 miles an hour. He jumped out. He didn't want to drive a ride on the Jeep.
All right, good. Very good. I'm just bringing out a point. The point is that you see the Briscoe held that these people are koshash, you have to suspect them for a tzicha. All right. Now, this din is called a Moiti Yisrael B'Yarakim implies even one time. Called a Moiti Yisrael B'Yarakim name of the name of Chelik Leilam Abba. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Messiahs, Minim, Messiahs, are Meridin. You can kill them. And it has that if you look in the shack, now I say over the shack, look in the shack, it's got in the gimel. And we need to make a comment to Rosh Hashanah, that Messiah is Yehudim L'Gehenim, we need Dainim L'Deiri, Deiri, to the Gufin Kala, the Nishmasan Kala, the Kula Ancham. That's how we know, Ilai Chelek Leilam Abba. Vayda Vesu L'Kamon, B'Shem Matetu, V'Agoy Tashri, Shachiko D'Griya, Ha'am Mishumadim. They're even worse than the Mishumadim. So I'll tell you say this, that's the Mishumadim. Good. V'yeidea, Simim Pesif Tef, V'Agon, is Ba'ad, Yesh Paislin, Shchitas Moisik, Mashchitas Mama. Tashchitas Potol. And if you're there, some of the Rishpe Aleph says, given this bad, they say, Petero, Shekatsu Maisa, or Akum, or Yisrael Mumma, Tula, it's possible. So, like I said, if you have these parties, you know, it's not say Petero, and you have Oisius, I think a phone should be standing by the door and asking every single person before he signs a note, was he ever in court, did he ever call the police on somebody, did he ever do anything else, because otherwise the Sefer Torah is possible. If you know the Sefer Torah that was written in the community, that they're not so nizah on these halachas, if you're talking the Sefer Torah is possible. You can quote me on this. Okay. Okay, depending on the case, and depending on if that's enough to make a kosher or whatever it is. Ah, yes. All right. There is a basis in the Vedic Abayis and Simulam Madala that says, look at the Eilich Ve'emfa, not a mighty Mesir, but the threat to do Mesirah, that we said before, the Apostle and all that, he says people don't realize the Eilich Ve'emfa, how the Chaymad of it, just to make that threat is a problem to be possible. He said, maybe, you know, it's a Vedic Abayis, the Halach is possible, but maybe people with my name are not so. They don't realize it. It's Lamashmulahu, Linshi, that it's Issa. So it's like Sakhma, Lamashmulahu, Linshi. And a bunch of Achainim Danra, what would be the Gabi Sefer Torah? By an Eilig Ve'em, so if it's Lamashmulahu. But a regular Mitzvah, you know you're doing something wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. If a guy does Tshuva, then obviously then he'll become Kasha. No, that, I'm telling her, she's Oymed, it's still in court. She's still busy with it. No, she hasn't. It's a paper. I mean, Avada, a tshuva, Avada, you could do tshuva. Nothing to do. Correct. You're right. On the safe for Torah that you sign while they are possible. You're right. That can help. You're right. But at least we can't avail it. Okay, so if you tell me that Lamashmulahu Inchi, I hear, so then we could try to use it. Some people try to say, but yes, it should you, the Yali, quote Get Posh, if you look at Get Posh didn't say what he said, but all right, he tries to maybe the Yavit push it through because of this type of lumdis that people don't realize the Chayma Adov and trying to make sure that they say the Kipshuta, the Sefer Torah is possible. Is the cop going to give a ticket to the other party? And possibly Messina? You have to call the guard? You have to call the guard? All right. So Dina Makutah has that if you know somebody's doing something wrong, you also have to remake him to Malchus and kill him. So they put Mosa, even Rabbi Lazar, the Shimon, the Chachamim, that time is on him. Mosa Amma Yisrael, Marigu. Right? Okay, you have to know the chat over there. It's not Fajr, it's not the Dina Makutah there. Because Dina Makutah, you have to work on Shabbos. You have to work on Shabbos? It's worse than just working on Shabbos. We're talking about something serious. I'm not talking now. You have a specific situation by an accident. You have to know what the ace is. Is you're going to have that moment. But the ace is you could file a police report later on. You could take a mashkin from the person. The ace is to get out of it. It's really not for now. But the life is a shut sav seifer, did your day at Kufla Mezayin, and the shut yuda yala and your day reish taditez, attack they say the medaic that even it's one time, because later on the Maccabi is going to talk about cases that you need a chazaka, a hooks it three times to become a maitre, over here, kalamaitre starts mashma fula one time. And it's even one time will be possible, list they say for Torah, they say. Just like it's also, it's aim lokela gwaila maba, even one time, it's possible, list they say for Torah. Yeah, there are other aces. You should try to work with Kokum. Whenever you're in this type of situation, you should be sure of Kokum to know exactly what you could do and what the extent. Maybe. Okay. All right. The mice is the Emes Liakov and Yankov in Bavakam and Kuf Yizayin, and Yankov Alpi Diktok is Mendayig, the chilek between Moise and Mosul. And he says Mosul is as if it was with a comet, and he said it's supposed to mean as if, like, you're standing doing it, you're a Baal Messiah, you're a Mosul, you're a Cheskes, you're a Moise. And he said, if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it says Mosiris, but it really is, like, you're supposed to be Mosiris, which is supposed to be someone who's Huxik Lakar. And he has a lot of these Yukim in the Rambam. He brings the Rambam Huxik Tshuva, and he brings the Rambam Huxik Edut. The Rambam talks about Mosul. So you see, only someone who has a Chazak of these three times is the aimless chelik leilam haba. But if he only does it once, Rabbi Yankov says, he will still have a chelik leilam haba. The mice is, it's interesting. Rabbi Yankov was, say it nicely, Rabbi Yankov was, Rabbi Yankov decided to quote only those two Rambams who made a mash were like him, Mosa, but the Rambam over here and the Makaba over here doesn't say Mosa, it says Mosa, unless he's Magi over here. Somehow conveniently leaves out this halacha, and this halacha is Mosa, which is even one time. And like I said, it's the acronym, Ksav Sefer, Yudiyala. It's really not just that, it's Mashmosa, Kama, the Kama, the Shainim, the acronym, the Chubis. You see, they're talking about one time, and they throw the Shafa, the Shainim, the Emma Kelek, the Emma Mabah, they don't give the guys a Muksik Lakak. All right. Not only that, all right, Rav Moshe Kidu, I already said this over, someone asked Rav Moshe Shailam is here, what is he allowed to do? It was a Shreya Shailam, Rav Moshe was thinking, finally Rav Moshe told him that Safek Olam Haba Chumra. So the Shaila, what you're doing, is a nice and misira, and you're playing with fire, you're playing with Olam Haba, better not do it, Safek Olam Haba Chumra. The Chubis Marik is Medayik, from the breakdown of the Ramah, the Ramah was Mesad of Alok, is that you only English chelik leilam haba, chutz merikim from kotzavav, is only if you attack us, do a mice in the sira. But if you only threaten eluch ve'emsa, even though it's terrible and postulatus and shul like we learned in Sivkes, still, but eluch ve'emsa alone will be yesh lo chelik leilam haba. It's only if you attack us, do a mice in the sira, then it's English chelik leilam haba. Where does this come from? Says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it says eluch chelik leilam haba. So you don't really have to touch up. But what point over here which might be different? The difference between a different Yishayim that he's like a chaytiv aloyloy, he's a rosh alahachis, he's like chosh for a fellow yid, he's willing to subject that fellow yid to a sakana or to a hefsid moment, a chaytiv aloyloy, because he's not getting from it ultimately whatever happens with going to the malchus or to the mishterah, whatever it is. The difference between the Yishayim, how they degrade, how they talk down, or disparage this maisa. Could be. I'm only throwing out a thought. I think I once saw the Mashal. I tried to find it now, and I couldn't find it. And that is that maybe it's like a Mida Kenegin Mida type of thing. What you did, if you have an Indian with somebody, and there are Gedarim of how to deal with that person. The Gedarim is you're supposed to go to Bezin. There are ways how to get your money out of somebody. And you break that system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and you circumvented that system, and you moisten to a different power, to we call it a Sitra Akar. You moisten to a different power called an Akam, an Anas, and you're going to find your revenge, or that's how you're going to find your halacha, and that's Keneged Torah. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So Mida Keneged Mida, when it comes your day of reckoning, instead of you going the regular process of whatever the system is, Tayyam Haba, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to give you over to somewhere else, and that is Gehenna. All right, I think I once saw that somewhere. I don't remember where it was. Good. Anyway, it's a heavy, heavy machshava. On that, let's go weiter. Fifth yud. A Tinnik Shemishpa is not worse than a Balaveis. A Balaveis is also in the Chelik Leila Mabah.
No, no, no. You're
now
going to go
Russia. About Russia Balaveis. Of course, again, you shouldn't be giving over a Tinnik. A Tinnik Shemishpa is even less than a Mumaliti Oven. He's a Tinnik Shemishpa. He's even closer to a Yeti. An average Jew in America, let's say, like the Chazanish, let's say, is a Tinnik Shanishba, yeah, then a Mechanami, then it would be also, and someone who does it is a Mechelik Leila Mabo. Right, it is powerful. We're playing a fire. We're not talking about something, you know, this is not peanuts and popcorn. Legabi what? Legabi a car accident? The car accident, you're suing the insurance company, not suing him. Okay, so you can try to get a police report afterwards without getting the guy in trouble, without a ticket. There are different ways to do it. You can do it in a way that you are going to cover him for his afsadim. There are different aces how to do it. You don't have to file, contrary to popular belief, you do not have to file a police report at the time of the accident. You can file it afterwards. And usually if you file afterwards, you will not get a ticket. Okay, you have to know. Right. What happened? Okay, you're going to be, maybe the other guy will put it, let the other guy say the story, let him dig his own grave. And the police let it go, no problem. And the police said no problem, fine. Okay, good.
By law, it was $500, you have to report it.
All right. So that's it. So whatever the other guy's going to tell you now, he's going to pay, and later on he's not going to pay. So you have to know what to do with the other guy. So if you can take mashkoinis from him. We've done different things. We've taken away people's passports and licenses, and we've done different things. His chasen watch. The other guy tells a story and paints a, but if the other guy paints a story to get you in trouble, then you have the Ramaz Allah, because you're allowed to correct that version and, you know, undo the damage that he put on you. All right, let's go right. Tif Yud. Muta la'areg ha-moysa b'chol mokim. It is muta to kill a moysa b'chol mokim, even though you only have a bezin, it's only an Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel, not in Kutzlar, it's still, like a moysa, you're allowed to do b'chol mokim. I feel a bizman as that, even though bizman as that, we're not done dealing the fascists, it's still allowed to do it. It's still mutter. It's a powerful thing. It's mutter no matter what, across the board. What? Well, we're going to see 1 second. Later on, we'll see a little more. But it's mutter, and the place can bring it down that not only that, even if you're in a malchus, where the lashon is at the shulchan is in the sukkah, and where it's a good malchus, there's a Chelpis Yaakov as a tshuva, and God the Mishnah Alokas as a tshuva. Might be true if you thought of Mashmah Faket, but Parshat Pshat, that it's across the board, no matter where, no matter where, it's Mutta, Filip Bizman as a Kizu, like we said over, that Rina Gash on Yom Kippur, Shacholius B'Shabbos, I think the story was, it was Farnila, they chapped a Leisa, and they burnt him in the middle of the street. So it means it's mutter. You let him a Chalosh Shabbos, you let him whatever it takes, because he's a sakana, he's a mesakin other people. So it's sakana nefashos. You let him kill him. So it's mutter la'arig a moysa b'chol mokim afilu bizman hazeh. Well, maybe you wait. He'll already escape. Now it was an opportune moment to kill him right then. They got him. They'll kill him. Like I said, it was a meiser b'chonin who killed a moysa in the mitzvah. Okay, it's not a good idea to do bizmanenu. It's against the law. But we're talking about now in a pure halachic sense, yes, it would be mutter to kill a mitzvah. You shouldn't? Don't kill him. It won't help you anyway. The guy's going to come, but that's all right. Well, mutter lahargoy, and you're allowed to kill him, koidim shimta, before he does the mitzvah mesira. so it won't be applicable in your case. Ella, what does he have to do? All he has to do is kishama hareini maisa plaini the gufai of the mamainai. Once he says, I'm going to be maisa plaini the gufai of the mamainai, if you look mamain kal, even, well, what was it now? $50 you said before? Even mamain kal, the one who says even chitin, keta atma lamisa, he already was mata atma lamisa, his life is worthless, you're allowed to kill him. Umasrim boy, and you give him asra, va'imim loy, and you tell him, al timsa, do not be maisa. And hey, it's pana, va'ama loyki elam sereno, I'm going to make the maisa mizin no matter what. Mitzvah lahoga is a mitzvah to kill him, it's called a kodim lahoga yizacha. Anyone is kodim lahoga yizacha, like any other thing, kodim lahoga yizacha. I'm just chus. You have a chus, whoever could have a chus to get this great chus of killing this maisa. It's a mitzvah. So Dr. Mahago, the main Pnai Lahasis boy, in Tzakasra. If you could do it with Asra, you should do it with Asra. If you don't have the time to do it with Asra, you could do away with Asra and just kill him, whatever it takes. Pashup Chat, simple chat, one chat is that, because if your Asra will prevent him from doing the theater, so it's like Asher Lassa bin Yanachem, so like we're going to see shortly in Ramal, so therefore you have to give him Asra and see if he backs down. But really, the Rishonim, the Rashba, others say, no, the Pshat in the Asra is like this. Is that if a guy threatens, he's going to be Eilich Ve'emtza. So a lot of people give empty threats. How do you know he's going to do it? Well, if you go ahead and you give him a Asra not to, and he still is adamant, no, I'm still going to do it, even though you gave him a Asra, that shows that he's really serious about it. So the Asra is really an indication, if he went past Asra and he still wants to do it, it's really an indication that he's going to go through with his Mais and Mesira, and therefore it's a mitzvah. It's just a test, the problem. But if you see the guy's doing the Mesira, and you don't have time to give him that Asra, you should kill him even without that Asra. You see he's going to do it. If you know he's going to do it, that's already enough to do a Mesira. So if you look in the Shach, of Cotton and Dalai, when it says, the Shach says, Hainu kishenika, it's talking about when it's nika, sheyasekein. It's nika that is going to do this. The ayin v'tshuvah z'rashba, it's m'kuf peyal. If you look in the tshuvah z'rashba, that's what the tshuvah z'rashba says. That we're talking about nika sheyasekein. The shak was ma'atik, the tshuvah z'rashba, very, very bekitza. He should have really gone, brought down more. If you look in the tshuvah z'rashba, he says a little bit more. And he says, what it means nika? He says, just like the story of Rav Kahana, the story was, that there was somebody, a Maisa threatened, I'm going to be Maisa playing his chitim. Came along Rav Kahana, and he was Shamti Lekui, he broke his neck, and he killed him on the spot. That's it, was an immediate one shot slam, and he was over. So, now you see that this Rav Kahana wasn't the Nimsa himself, and all the guy threatened to do, but rather I skipped over part of the Gemara, the part was Rav Kahana told him, out him, so he gave him a shot, don't do it. And the guy said, no, I'm still going to do it. And he went ahead and he killed him. The second the guy said, no, I'm still going to do it, he went ahead and he killed him. So the Rashba says, you see, just like Rav Kahana, as long as it's nika. Now, what does Rashba mean by nika? It's nika because he gave him asra, and he refused to back down with that asra. He's still going to do it. So if he's still going to do that, it's rama nikarim. And the Rashba said, what does it mean nikarim? It's a vadai. The Rashba continues, says, af al safek zen erak. The Rashba also understands that this is only a safek. But it's enough to be harsh. It's a real topic. It's a legitimate topic. If a real topic, someone's going to be made to someone else, you do away with him, you kill him. And the Asachayim Atim Nezeb, the Nafshe Shomayse, even other people, just like Afkano, who is the third party, he has a right to go ahead and kill him, because since he refused to sit back down after the Asra, it's Zorma Nikon that he might go ahead with it, and he's supposed to go ahead and do it. Really, this is a halacha, is already in the Ramah. If you look in the Ramah, Sivchet, the Ramah brought down, but he's puzzled later for the shul if he says it to Hesya, that was the first child. If he says it for Hesya, he's puzzled. We don't say the Chagal of Nunish to God and the Lord because that's how they learn Shat Rav Kahana, because the guy said it for Hesya. The H Koke, no Ellen K. Muxa Bekach. And on that, the Ramah says, Afilu Yadin im Raga Bekach Ramah, that's Lamish Lot, this true to Rashba. Actually, in parentheses, you see it's coming from here. No Kamakum, you could actually connect the Lamar, Lazar, Afshay, the Akam, Afshay, the Nezak was there. You could do it. You could do it because even if you have only a suffix, like the Rashba says, it's better to kill him now than to wait till he kills this, and then the Yoshe Hameis have to take him to a bezin to get him killed with or to fight back. You're supposed to prevent him from killing. So therefore, take your law into your own hands and kill him now. Even if it's only tough, it only has to be mamish, ramen, nikarim, mamish. Ramen, nikarim, that it's a real, real suffix. Like, you know, that's down an empty threat. Some people attack us empty for the letters, the empty letters, the empty threats. But if it's a real threat, if you have a real chash, at that point, then you're supposed to go ahead and be mighty to him first. Because he's doing a mighty messiah. So where does this come from? Okay. Very good. So what's the pshat altogether? Why is he mitzvah mutal harga? Why is he like a roidif? What type of halacha does he have? Okay. All right, fine. So I'll tell you a bunch of pshatim in the Rishonim. We discussed last week from the Merachas that it's really a reim, and it's really a snag as well. And later at the end of Kuf Tamuz, and it's a reim in Kufayin Hei or Reish Mel Chet, two printings of reim. They say over there that the halacha of a mitzvah is just like a bava machteres. Now we should listen to bava machteres. What's bava machteres? The guy's coming to steal. He only wants a $4. Nevertheless, we have a chazak, another man, min asma amamayin. He's zichah going to try to protect himself should he realize that the bava machteres, the burglar, is coming into his house. So the burglar knows that. Now, that came, he was nichnas, that should the guy go to be man, min asma amamayin, he's going to kill him. So even though he's only coming for money. But he entertains it might come into the kind of functions if need be. If he needs to kill the guy, he's going to do so. And that has a halacha that he's like a razor. You're allowed to kill him. Hashkin lahagashet, baba makaret, ain't like daman. You're allowed to kill him. So, nearly here too, you know if someone's made some money in Yisrael, he's not going to go down easy. He's not going to want his money to be taken away. So, whether it's the mishtarah, the government, he's going to try to fight back. He's going to try to fight back. They're going to fight back. And ultimately, very often, they win. And they're going to kill the guy in the fight. And Fahoy is showing the Maisa many times. In fact, what he said over Chubus Maran in Hamburg, there was such a story that he was Maisa Mumin, and with that, the guy fought back. Had he not fought back, nothing would happen, but he fought back, and so therefore they killed him in the fighting. And the Maran gave this Maisa a din of a retek, he's a retek, it's the Api his Mithila, Yenis was caused to be killed. So he's considered a retek. So too, that's just like a Baba Makteres. In this case, you know that the Chazaka, that he might try to fight back, which ultimately might lead to Sakana Tafashis, so he already has a din like a Baba Makteres. That's what these Rishonim say. The problem with these Rishonim's pshat is, if this would be the pshat, then it has to be just like Baba Makteres. The halacha is by Baba Makteres, the Rambam, the Nukas Kneva, Pertes, Halacha Zayin, and the Tesis in Sanhedrin, Nain Gimel Aman Aleph, I believe, is Meduyek that Baba Makteres is not a full-fledged Raidus. A Raidus, not only allowed to kill, but it's a mitzvah to kill. Kol HaKadim is off. You have a mitzvah to kill a Raidus. You know he's about to kill. You have a mitzvah to save the guy, the Nasher Shalzer, to kill him. A Baba Makteres, which is only like a Raidus because of this Chazaka, right now he's only coming from Mama, but you know it might lead to Nefashis. There, you don't have a mitzvah to kill him. You're just a Rishuk. You have a right to kill him. You're allowed to kill him. And the Rambam in the Makabal, the Yitzhakim, that it's a mitzvah to kill the guy. The Chol HaKadim Lager Zaka, just like a regular rapist. So you see that the Rambam in the Makabal must have learned that this is worse than a Baba Makaris, that it's actually a rapist. So what's Pshat? So the Mordecai said of Pshat, the Mordecai said, and I'll quote you as Lashim, Kishri Yisrael Noifu B'yadim Kol Duhum Ha'alilim Olav Ha'alilis Kalkak Ha'chahabi Pamim Bo Lidei Tzakonis Nefashis. It doesn't take much for anti-Semitism. It doesn't take much for them to hurt, to do bodily harm against the Yid. They're a civilized country, so they won't do without an excuse. But the second they have an excuse, so it's Katayim Lichman, the Gemara says, you give them just a finger, oh, they've got one lead, and from there they're going to get to the next thing. They're not going to let the guy go. They're going to, one thing is going to lead to another, so ultimately they're going to figure out a way how to hurt the guy and to kill the guy. So it's not because the guy's going to fight back. Even without the guy fighting back, you started this domino trend. The first step, the second step, ultimately, there's a very good chance he's not going to come out alive. So he has a full pledge of a right of an a mitzvah lahagai.
Did the going back with the accident,
you never heard of a story, just curious, I don't know how long you've been in Lakewood, you never heard of a story that somebody in Lakewood was beaten up by a cop? I mean, every other year it's in Lakewood like this. So what? But if he was going to be Mammon Atma Minor, whatever it is, like that, otherwise he's going to stand back. So they'll come. And we didn't have a Maisa. We didn't have a Maisa now in Borough Park with Arthur Sheik. We didn't have a Maisa. Come on, we didn't have a Maisa. No, we didn't. He told him to step into the car and he threw him into the car. All right, Sheik. All right. And if he doesn't show to court, and we would just had a dinter, okay, it's not going to push it, so the guy didn't show for a violation, and they ended up having a arrest warrant after the guy. One thing could lead to the other. You never know where it's going to be. This, I'll say anti-Semitism, Shabbat, maybe it's a little better, but that's, it might lead to Misa. If the guy ends up winding up in jail, he might be thrown into not a nice type of environment with other people in jail when they get killed that way. One thing can lead to another where the person could be killed. There's a Tshuva for Rosh who says a similar shot, but a little better maybe with your problem, and that is that the modus operandi is that today they take a little money, and then they'll torture him and do other things, they'll have court cases, whatever it is, to put him in jail. They'll do whatever they can because they think they're going to get more money out of the guy, and finally they're going to kill the guy because the guy ran out. He's empty. He can't post that type of a bond or whatever it is. He can't make such a payment, and ultimately it's going to lead to his retika. But it's a full-fledged righteous. And if that's going to cause a problem, so it's Mersin Mom in Yisrael, it is going to be, you're going to have a Hefsin Mom in. It doesn't say God at all, it says even any Akum. You want to know at what point. If you want to know, is it going to lead to Ritzicha to have the din of a Moshe that you're allowed to kill him? So, like you were talking about the police ticket, we could discuss. But Lagavi, the Halakum, a Moshe of Ainless Chebet Leilam Hava, Lav Dafka, that's only the Tnai that the guy ends up getting killed. That's in the is even if you sound like some moment family. Don't say because if the guy ultimately it could be even without that, it's still enough to lose Oilam Haba. Correct. And which he's not, let's say in a normal case, if he's just telltale that this guy is taking food stamps because he's not eligible. So yeah, okay, but I told you, that halacha was that even in the rush of Balaveh, the people who are Yemetzalai Metzarei, the Vedas of Gershuni says, a deacon of Mekam, Mekam puts on that halacha, Kolam Mitzi Yisrael, Ein Lechem Eklein Abba, even such a case. Of course, that's it. These stories, you know, it's not, the halacha is halacha, even within.
Look at a corporation, he's the boss, he has to write a yearly evaluation. If it's a negative evaluation, it's going to affect the person.
Okay, so you have to know. You might have other attainments because maybe it's you didn't, whatever it is. We'll have to discuss each case. Like the accountant stories that we were talking about many seasons ago, maybe we'll all revisit it when we do Shafir Aleph or Yudveis, that is. So maybe we'll revisit those issues. And economy, we have to done every single case. I'm asking, but it's fine. So even though the Mechabah starts, let me just finish one more. There's a Chubis Tamim Daim in Reish Gimel, who sort of says a different angle. And Tamim Daim says that since it was a Takanas Chachamim, they have a right to be Eikah Dava Min HaTorah, because Kivin Shachaita Ligzol Mishmatzoi Shokaveroi V'loi Loi, and he's a Rosh Gamahu, he's a Manish Kaman Amin, he says, the Mela they will attack him, they're allowed to go ahead and kill him. Problem with that is he's not allowed to kill him no matter what, even after he did the Maitha Mesirah, and the Mechabah doesn't pass on that. Mechabah says only before he does the Maitha Mesirah, but once he does the Maitha Mesirah, like we've seen Sefir Aleph, he's no longer allowed to kill him. So if you know that he's going to do another one, fine, but if he's not going to do another one, he just did this one, you're going to see that the Mechabah says he's not allowed to kill him. But from the Takana, from Tom and Daim, his Takana, the Takana, you're allowed to do away with him. Now you want to know, is it a mitzvah, is it a chiv? The Maitha is the Mechabah starts off a funny lashon. Mechabah is the very first word is Mota. And then the last word in the Mechabah is mitzvah l'argoy. He's only went from mutter to mitzvah. Yeah, so I didn't see anyone who was worried this. I think maybe I'll touch a shot. Is what's this mitzvah to kill the guy? The mitzvah that Shuvat Rivash says, V'samachai says, V'lisamer adam re'echa. Just like my writers, you have a mitzvah latimoy, again, V'lisamer adam re'echa. It's Shuvat Rivash. So if it's a mitzvah, so V'lisamer adam re'echa, could be the mitzvah only on a third party. But the Nimsa himself maybe doesn't have the mitzvah, just has the reshut of Hashkim Lahargo. So when he starts with Mutul Argam, Moshe Bukhom, Makam, he was under there, he's talking about even the Nimsa. Then when he goes along and he's talking about the case, or he's going to be threatened to be Moshe Ploini, a third party, a Massimbe, Vemele, Al Timsa, and he's one, Vemele, Loiki, Elam Sander, then it's a mitzvah Lahargo, anyone, Vemele, Kurdim, Lahargo, Zaka, anyone to kill. So under anyone, it's a mitzvah. as in the Shmata Mitznefesh Zeichem. I'm not sure if that applies.
Maybe I understood because you had a shrub. Well, at the beginning,
You think that will make the difference? Even though the Mutz says you really don't need that Zohar. So once you have that Zohar, that elevates it to a level of a mitzvah. I don't know.
Yeah,
how do you think the Mutz? You think from doing an Avera?
Well, I don't know.
What brach did you make on killing a mice? I don't know. I don't think we find the Tama Damrecha on your own blood.
Why not? Why
are you worse than everybody else? If it was Tama Damrecha, alright, fine. So I'll leave it as a question then. How can Makavis also have Mutter and then Zopa Mitzvah? What's going on?
When
the outside party, if he doesn't know, he wouldn't be allowed to kill him, of course not. He would have to know. Yeah, I'm out. He would have to know firsthand. He would have to know firsthand or with the Gvius Aegis, correct, which we'll see hopefully soon, but we'll see later on in the Simen. You'll have to, all right. Now, this halacha, even though the Maitre, you need Atra, but like I said, Atra is not Ma'akev, and that's in Atra might only be to prove that he really is going to go through with the act. Remember the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Reishlam Rebov says that even if this Maitre is a Kotev, Kalav Bardaz, he can't be Makabal Atra, still, if he threatens to do a Maitre Mitzvah, he's going to do a Maitre Mitzvah, he should do away with the cotton. Even though he's a cotton, so he's a lava mitzvah, he's a lava asra, doesn't make a difference. But a maisa, he's like a raidif. And a cotton or a raidif, you kill him. So a maisa, a raidif, is the same halakha, you do away with him, you kill him. All right. The yesh reinim zot to amod, the enlarig, a maisa, elam came e'ef shal inotum imenu be'etim me'evorot. Unless it's impossible to save him in any other way, avalam e'ef shal ato be'etim me'evorot, to going lachtik l'shoinai, by lismis enov, also l'hoge d'arei l'gorem mishar raidif. Just like Sharaydis, if it's Ef Shalat of Inan Acher, so too, with this halakha, it's Ef Shalat of Inan Acher, the Moshe, like we had in Tif Test, the Moshe said, there's a lot of Moshe in that, that's only me Ef Shalat, Ef Shalat, or about the Ishan too, it's just like a regular Raydis. What's up, Akhain? Okay, but it's better than killing him, you're saving his life. You're saving his life. The Moshe is, I think the Pitzkei Hashem wants to know why it's only a Yeshayim. And I said, there are Achayim who want to make this into my collective Yeshayim, depending on what the time is. But Marshall, there is a Mashmaisa, the Chibus Rosh in one place, others, Takilu, it's a Laman Yamdu V'Yiro. Like, if this guy did it, it's not just only we want to teach other people lessons as well, not to be Maitrim and not to do such things. It's not only Lahasel, but there's also another Indian of Laman Yamdu V'Yiro. And if you work with these types of svaris, then it could be that even if it's actual life of Bidin Acher, but that's not going to be such a great lesson. If you kill the guy and you have a levi, you know, that's a big lesson. If you don't kill the guy and he has his finger chopped off and he can't pull the trigger, that's not such a great lesson to the Melo. But Lamaita, halacha Lamaita is, we pass them like this, that it's only if she has a life of Bidin Acher. Otherwise, you're not supposed to be doing it. Okay. Sorry? He's able to write, but if I say to you something about a case, that would already lose his power and his koyach, adiva, and whatever it is, huh? Or maybe, like you said, maybe that's enough to teach him a lesson that he'll learn that if he does anything further, the next step will be taken, whatever it is. All right. Shine. All right, it's a very, very chometic union. It means it involves and also involves you're allowed to kill him, and it's even a mitzvah to kill him, and you don't even need Asra. All right, let's go on. Let's try to cover our interview in Alice. Also, Hamoisa. So if he's intermarried, but he's probably only a mumma l'tiyavim. If he's a mumal b'tiyavin, l'chayi, we should have the same din. If you can get him on the darg of a mumal achis, then in a chanami, if he was a shanu pireish, and he's a mumal achis, not just b'tiyavin, if you can get a, such a case of a mumal achis, then halach is meridin, so you kill him. Rather, you're allowed to kill him. That's not a problem. But if it is short of that, we once had a shayla in Hilchas Tzedakah, a shayach, of how to patch up a malachit. My quick is achoinim, actually. The ma'am malachit, the Gemara says, is that he has a choice of eating basa ksheir and basa treifa, and he still eats basa treifa. He can't be doing a little yoving. So in a matter of 8 times, it means if he goes out to eat in any treifa restaurant, since he has the ability to eat in kosher restaurants, so that's considered like a vote monokum of fanos, and he opted to eat in the treifa restaurant, so he's a mumma lahakas. The shach wants to be mechadish that, no, that's just someone who's indifferent. That's like a middle. It's not mumma with the oven. It's not mumma with the oven. He's just indifferent. He's a middle daga. The shach wants to say that mumma lahakas is worse. He's in spite. He's spiteful. He bedafka wants to eat treifa zaken. Others learn like Yankim and other akoinim. We had many akoinim learn that's not true. There's mumma lahakas a kapshuta like that. Even if a person who's indifferent, he's a mumma lahakas. It's only mumma with the oven is not so bad. So mumma lahakas. Today, by and large, everyone is tinaikish and nishra, by and large. But in the Kram, you have someone who's a mumma. Intermarriage, everyone knows that's worse. Everyone understands that it's, and that's already over the board. Okay. Oh, yeah, but they were never getting. But he might be telling me, fell in love with a Geisha girl or something. All right. The Gemara says, Elay, pre-Elay, they'd rather marry a guy than a year because that's what they have, and they have milas. All right. Huh? No, the copy by an Abbey wants to stay with his shifcha. He wants to stay with Elay Vitzvay. I mean, the marriage shifcha. Oh, yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's go on. Yud Aleph. Also, Ha Maisa Shazamam. Until now, we were talking about before he did the Maisa Mesiris. He's a raidist. He's supposed to nip him in the bud and kill him to save the Nimtzah. But what happens if he did it already? Also, Ha Maisa Shazamam. Umasan. He already did it. Too late. You didn't get there in time. Also, Lahargoy. You now let her kill him. Why not? If you look in the Goyin, Sifkaan, where is it? Goyin, Sifkaan, Samach Tes. Sharei, Ein Ari Gosai, the whole right to kill him was only Elam Mishum La'atul Chaver, Kamei Beredif. Avaloi Mishum Retzeach, not because he's a Retzeach, Sharei Begroma Pato, if you only did it like they Groma, even if it will be a Bezin Vizmanena, B'meir Yevon Arbayis, will have a Sanhedrin, they won't kill the guy for Maitha Nasir Al-Tzitzitza, because he only did it like they Gami, he's not Chayiv Mitzah for that. V'chein Beidim Zeymen, right? Madoch Eidim Zeymen state, that they are Chiddush Akra, that they get killed. But once Hargo Eini Arogin, it's only once they killed, if it was before they killed, but once it's Hargo Eini Arogin, even Eidim Zeymen, even though they were Goyim Bezin to do a Mitzah Shalei Kedim, Eini Arogin, they don't know. So to here, we do a Mitzah Mitzah, it's only a Dekami, and not Chayiv Mitzah. No, the Gzeirah comes the other way, that before he has been Eidim Zeymen, he takes on the Mitzah and he gets killed. But once he killed, the Torah was not the Chadish, the Pasha of Eidim Zeymen, to kill him, right? Because he only did a Mitzah Mitzah Dekami, Gama. So to here, the guy does a Mitzah Mitzah, and by that he kills somebody else. He's not Chayiv Mitzah, he can't be worse. And with Manenu, anyway, with Manenu, we don't kill right him. Koshkim is Manazah, he says. Parrot is, they had to la solutanirif. But here, once he did it, the Hasol is not going to help you by killing him, so it's too late. El imtein, unless, huksak limsa. Unless he was huksak limsa. If he was huksak limsa, that's different. Sharei, ze yeharek shem agimsachem. If the guy is a chazaka, he was already moisa, we're afraid that he's going to do it again. He has a chazaka to be maisa. If he has a chazaka to be maisa, then you have a right to kill him. So it's still, from the lashon of the mechabes mashma, that still the het is only the cause of tomorrow. Means a guy who's on the way, a guy who already did it, no loss of the nidav, but if he did it 3 times, you know that tomorrow he's going to do it again, so then his life keeps kaidim on maisa, so that's why he's supposed to kill him. But not because it's a new din, he's supposed to kill him maisa. Others say that there's a heta to kill maisa, a min and maridim. These are lakas that are a min, your maridim, is because he lost his right to live. Some Mishnah want to say that a Moisa lost his right to live, not because he's going to kill tomorrow, not because he's going to do Messiah tomorrow. Let's say he lost all his power, he'll never be Moisa again. Still, he lost his right to live. He has a din, a marshal. The Chinuch says on Mitzvah, I think it was Lama Dala, when it talks about you now let a kill, the Chinuch says over there, and his caption is, L'tisak damnoki, you now let a kill innocent people. For some people, you're allowed to kill. And he says, like a Rebbe Loza Reb Shimon, we're allowed to kill all those people because they weren't innocent, so you have a right to kill them. Some people, some Yishrayim learn that they lost their right to live. The Israel Letzitzak wasn't set on these people. But the Mashmoyis of the Machaber is not like that. The Machaber is that even if the three times, that's the only reason you're allowed to kill them is Shem no Yim Sarachayim. If you look in the Shach and Tzipkon Nun Hei, towards the end of the Shach, if he's married to Dushanim, the last like five lines, he says, "Sheikum yashar to perak agoy v'basra k'rabenu simcha, shafilu b'pam aches nikra meisa." Even if he does it only one time, he's considered a meisa. Or meisa la'aden, you have a right to kill him. V'chei mashma mi'atesis a piskei tesis perak agoy v'basra. Akabe poskum nimshechu l'da asaram lam b'zeh. The Rambam says you need it to be a chazaka. One time is not enough. The Rabbeinu Simcha and other Rishonim say even one time is already considered a meisa and you're allowed to kill him. And the pshat is not because, especially three times you have a chazaka, is going to do it again. But at one time, you don't have the chazaka, so why are you allowed to kill him? Why do these Rishonim Rabbeinu Simcha hold you're allowed to kill him? Because like I'm telling you, because they hold the side where you're allowed to kill him is not because your faith is going to be meisa right. You're allowed to kill him because he lost his right to live. A meisa has no right to live. A meisa you're allowed to kill him. It's meridim. It's a different thing. Or like I said, from the summon name, it's a takana that you're allowed to kill him. But that's it. It's not because he's going to be meisa again. That once he, a meisa has no right to live. But the makabe is not mashma like that.
Why is someone going to come up with this story about the Brahma?
And the Chanamis, that's what he really said to them. Because you can bisman as that, bisman as they wouldn't have the kares. Even bisman at bayis, he still have to be dafka bez and of chav gimel and not. And the Chanamis, and the Chanamis.
Everything you said is that he lost his right to live. Next time you're going to the bed, it's
just halacha. Right? This is regular dinner. Yeah, but you see, not like, right. Saying, I hear. The Maisa also, the Shach, if you look in the Tzivkot Nun Vav, let's try to couple maybe a couple of shots here. It says, "Elokein chuksak l'moitza shere zayar hegshem yimsa achirim." So the shak or meisim b'chol yoyim, but ori ha'mayrev lar kamoisrim shuksa kolimsa mamach Yisrael b'limsa moisim b'yarakum lahogim u'lakaisim kafi rishem akam loshen Rambam pechet. The minig already. The minig is all tired. The minig he killed meisre. This is shayna minig. They will never see. You see how. Shchirich, light the light. You see how shchirich it was that there were nemach moisim around. Well, Marshall, if you'll have, if you're talking in the camp, we had what were they called those shaitrim kapos. If they're going to be moisim you and they're in that position and that's their job, and there you're talking, you'll have this halacha that you can kill them, do away with them because of this halacha. They have a cheskat that are moisim. They don't deserve to live. You're supposed to kill them. All right. The view between the Maramba Baruch Shevi and Mordechai Fitzek are going to be about Ein Jom. The thing comes with a snag with Maramba Bixara. What does the Shach need all this for? We discussed if the hefsid that the accountant is causing to the person is the din, right? That's what we said was from the Shach performer. You're going to see hopefully in 15 days again. So then you're not being moisa moment Yisrael because the moment that the Yid owes is really bidin, so the male you're not chayim asmazik, and maybe you won't have all these halachas. So you're not supposed to do it, but you have to have a job, or go through all those halachas. And what happened to the Lashon Hara, whatever it is. And we discussed it very, because we'll hopefully be able to revisit it. But here we're talking about your moisa shalakid, and your moisa moment Yisrael shalakid, and he doesn't deserve that. It's now. So that's why I said we discussed them by a car ticket that maybe he deserves the ticket if he did something wrong and Masham holds that even a ticket is considered a knas is considered in. As I said, for the car meisa, let's hold off and let's wait just a few days and we'll revisit the issue. All right. Yeah, so what does the Shach need this arichus for? The Shach need this arichus for to tell you mashma the hodrum oisa the yadayim. You're allowed to actually do it physically with your own hands. You don't have to get the mafia to do it. You can take the law into your own hands. The chay mashma lachapis can taste this. Can he bring a bunch of rayas that you're allowed to do it even by yadayim, not like might be mashma by some people that it's only a day, other people. No, you're allowed to do it even by yadayim. That's how the Shach paskin. All right. What does it mean to be huksek lamasra? Look at the Shach. It's a cotton and zayid. Huksek limsar. Kaza b'chuvit rashbo. Sheish of the kach mitzavas. ulamelek ve'ezum muktik koshen neidel rabim shukain. Loish muktik bebezin shukach gimel. You don't have to have a kabbalah edit and proven in a bezin v'shekiblu edit b'fonot shukain emuchem muktik akshav shein lo nu mumchem. We don't have a bezin. And yakakomim mechape esorim sheidu because v'shamoytam muktik kogemoytik b'chol zman v'chol anasa and vatsan. Anyone who becomes an honor here and says, no, maybe I shouldn't kill him. Umarachim al elu nat ve'agzar al doiroi. Al Dari has an achrayus for this generation to kill this Moisa. Good, and then it goes on, and what's considered a chazako? Shehevi v'beizeis in the face of Mizeh, kaza huksa kainu gimum pomim, dischazik, ben v'redi ben v'shim ben gamlirum. Good, he needed to be three times he considered a mukvik. If you look in the Kedusha Yukiveda, he quotes the Chuvah Tashbad, that he created the shmei pomim, sagi, even two pomim, Mizeh considered a mukvik. We once said over Chuvah Sadraz, that the census took out, and over there was mashing the tribute to the Taz also, that even two times is already considered Chazakah. The Gabi that Allah, the Ramah, Elech, the Emtah, if he's Muxak, like Haksh, he's populated, the Advan says that even if it's two times. So this is a powerful Allah, two times, three times of Zayin, but once you're Muxak, and we know you're for sure going to continue doing it, and you're allowed to kill him, and you always have those Yishanim, the Shachar Eri, who has a list of Yishanim, that even if the one time, is considered a Maisa, and you're allowed to kill him, even if it's not so kshash for the future. Stam, a Maisa looks his right to live. Just a few rights. We said, Ein lo chelik leilam haba, okay, like I said, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but the Maril, I think it was in Hilcha Shleishin Yom Lefnei Petach, I don't know where Punk is buried there, but the Maril quotes over Marash, Maishtan, I think, I forgot who it was, Kadmin, Rishon, that might even tie it up into a Potik. He says like this, Nitzol l'shein chen, Mi o ish ha-chavetz chayim? Oyev yamim l'ritoiz? Nitzor l'shen chmeirot v'sechem yedad v'rimo. And that he says, v'kol shekein amoyser she'en l'chilek l'ilam habo. It sounds like it's an extension. You have a bad loshen, so if you're losing chayim, you're not going to have that, right? But if you go to the extreme, a bad real